Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County's unemployment rate stands at 3%. That's keeping the county among the lowest in northwest Georgia. Neighboring Catoosa County slightly lower at 2.9%. Walker and Gordon counties also at 3%. Elsewhere across northwest Georgia, Murray County at 3.4% and Whitfield County at 3.7%. Chautauqua County has the highest unemployment rate among the counties shown at 4%. But overall, the latest numbers show unemployment remains relatively low across much of northwest Georgia. A Sand Mountain man is facing several charges after Scottsboro police say he exposed himself while following a woman through a store. 47-year-old Jason LeBron Scott is charged with indecent exposure, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police responded to the business on Friday after receiving the report. Investigators say Scott was allegedly seen engaging in inappropriate conduct in the women's department while following a female customer through the store. Police say Scott was initially taken into custody on an outstanding warrant from another agency. During a search, officers allegedly found a crystalline substance that field tested positive for methamphetamine along with drug paraphernalia. The indecent exposure warrant was later obtained through the investigation. Jail records show Scott is being held at the Jackson County Jail. Those charges are accusations, and Scott is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. Also in Jackson County, a man is facing a murder charge following a deadly shooting early Monday morning in the Woodville community. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon says deputies responded to a 911 call at a home on Cobb Street right after midnight. Inside the residence, deputies found 29-year-old Daniel Hunter Thompson dead from an apparent gunshot wound. 39-year-old Robert Dennis Smith was arrested, charged with murder. Sheriff Harnon says Smith and Thompson were roommates and both lived at the residence where the shooting happened. Thompson's body has been sent to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences for an autopsy. The investigation remains ongoing. Tennessee American Water Company customers are getting another credit on their water bills. They announced on Monday they're issuing an $11.92 credit to all customers' accounts that were active as of August 28th. The money comes from settlements reached with manufacturers of PFAS, that's PFAS, sometimes referred to as forever chemicals. The Tennessee Public Utility Commission approved a plan allowing settlement proceeds received by Tennessee American Water to be returned directly to customers through bill credits. Customers previously received a $59.36 credit back in March. With the latest payment, Tennessee American Water says customers have now received more than $71 per account from PFAS-related settlements. The company also says it's investing more than $45 million in capital improvements across its service area. The Braves are packed up, headed to the nation's capital for a quick two-game midweek series against the Washington Nationals. That after a makeup game with the San Francisco Giants yesterday afternoon. The win goes to the Braves. That's 7 in a row for the Braves at this point. Braves and Nationals open the series tonight. 5:30 for the Ford leadoff show. 6:45, the first pitch this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. Braves baseball all season long right here. Stay up to date anytime 24/7 on our website at discoverdade.com. And of course, here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.